Oh my God, look who we found. Who have we found this morning? It's Andrew Kelleher with the candlestick in the library from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike. Nice to be back.
And nice to have you back. Now, you can explain what's going on here, because this is the question I want to ask. How come the world's tanked, and yet I look at the markets, and in all things considered, they're actually not performing too badly? What's going on?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Actually, so I've been 3 weeks, actually, since we last spoke, and we've covered a bit of ground, haven't we, over the last 3 weeks, but certainly commodities. But share markets have actually been, in the last 3 weeks, have been reasonably well-behaved, I mean, at least in comparison to those sort of tumultuous times that we saw in March. And, yeah, we saw a bit of weakness on Friday evening, in the Friday evening trading session offshore, and it sort of brought back to my mind that old share market adage of sell in May and go away. And certainly the first day of trading in May highlighted that old adage, didn't it? Well, what we've seen, Mike, we've seen quite a pronounced divergence over the last, certainly the last 3 weeks, between, I suppose, the underlying fundamentals, sort of what's happening with companies, what's happening with economic data, and what we're seeing in markets. And so with the scale of the rally that we've seen, sort of flying in the face of those very weak economic signals, which might sort of reasonably, I say, we should reasonably expect to get worse before they get better. But yeah, over April, you've had the animal spirits sort of lifted by optimism over vaccines, over treatment options. You combine that with a massive fiscal stimulus, the massive central bank intervention, all hoisting up the bulls, and notwithstanding a sort of a what was, I suppose, to be expected, a bounce back from that peak despair lows that we saw in March. But look, it's hard not to expect more patches of weak share market activity like we saw on Friday night, because we are going to get poor company outcomes. We are going to get lack of guidance or weak guidance. We are going to get second quarter economic numbers that are going to be horrible. They're going to be really horrible. So not unexpected to see the air get let out of the balloon on Friday night. And then you layer on top of that sort of Trump sort of engaging in that rhetoric against China, at the same time trying to do it without damaging what the market's thinking about the trade deal, which he's sort of trying to hang on to the trade deal, but at the same time blame them for COVID-19. The other thing we saw on Friday night, Mike, was we saw weakness in a couple of the big tech companies, Apple and Amazon. And big tech has really helped lift the share markets over April. Amazon fell 7.6% on Friday night, Apple down 1.6% as well. And Apple didn't provide a forecast where they think their revenue is going to go for the first time in a decade. And that sort of overshadowed the quarterly revenue growth, increase to its dividend, which is all good news. Amazon sold more groceries than ever before, soaring quarterly sales, but echoing what we saw from Coles in Australia last week, it cost a heck of a lot more to keep up with that demand. But Look, Amazon's been on a tear. It's up 23%. So, yes, yeah, whole sort of mixture of stuff going on, which is going to be our world for the next few months.
And I tell you what, we got evidence over the weekend, didn't we, of what happens to people when you're in lockdown too long. Because our old mate Elon was back.
How serendipitous, how fortuitous for me, Mike, that I'm away for 3 weeks, and just before I come back, old Elon Musk pops back up again. Would you believe how prescient of him to give me this great material for Friday morning? So think back to 2018. That was the year of the flamethrower, arguing with analysts, the infamous dig at the British diver, and of course talking about taking the company private. But 2019, he kind of went away. Share price stabilised, and then that was up 25% in 2019 in New Zealand dollar terms. And then spectacular price action so far in 2020. You know, share price started at $418, went to $800. Well, it's only at sort of $700 now, because on Friday, yeah, well, he got stuck back into Twitter. Now, there's a lot of sort of, I suppose, theories as to why he might have got stuck into Twitter, and we won't talk about that, but it was pretty random, pretty remarkable, and ultimately drove the share price down over 10% when he tweeted, "The Tesla stock price is too high, in my opinion." And then followed a very random series of tweets reflecting, referencing the American National Anthem, said he was going to sell all his possessions, said his girlfriend was angry with him. But boy, Tesla shareholders, they're going to be pretty happy with the share price movements since the start of sort of 2020, but never a dull moment with Musk in the mix. And it sort of overshadows the fact that they made a small profit recently. They've got some stuff going well, but we now wait for Battery Day. That's in a few weeks' time when he's going to talk about what's happening on the battery front.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
23,723 on the Dow, down 622 points, 2.55%. The S&P 500, 2830, down 82, also 2.81%. The NASDAQ got smacked, down 3.2%, 8604. The FTSE 100, 5763, down 138. The Nikkei, 19,619, also down 2.8%. Shanghai Composite, 2860. They were up small. The ASX 200, 5245. They got hammered on Friday, actually, Mike. Down 276 points, 5% fall in the ASX 200. The NZX 50, 10,449, down 83. On the currencies, mid-rates and the wholesale markets against the US, the Kiwi dollar, 0.6062. Against the Aussie, 0.9447. Against the euro, 0.5521. Against the pound, 0.4853, 64.8 yen. Gold, $1,700 on the button. And oil, $26.44.
Great to have you back. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.